This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Offbench Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. And again, we're live at Capital One Arena ahead of the Wizards season opener tonight and their head coach, Brian Keefe. You'll hear my conversation with him coming up at 5:30. GM Will Dawkins at 6:30. Right now, though, one of my favorite times of the week, it is time to bring in our pal Dan Pizzuta from the 33rd team for Not My Beat. Of course, Dan, one of the writers for the 33rd team, joining us here on the show. Pizzuta, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Excited to be sitting in a basketball arena talking football. That is the silly nature of the job that I do, but here we are. And talking to you about Marcus Mariota and the things that, you know, we all dreamed about doing. When you watched the game back last week and you saw Marcus lead this Commanders offense against a Panthers defense that is obviously very banged up and only so good to begin with, how much of what you saw you think is repeatable against the Bears and moving forward versus things that he kind of got away with if we're going to give Commanders fans a reality check on that game?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where it was a fairly impressive performance. I think the offense did a lot of good things to kind of open up some stuff for him. I think there's going to be, you're not going to expect Marcus Mariota to, if he has to, you know, continue to play over, you know, multiple weeks, which, you know, hopefully for Washington he doesn't, you're not going to expect him to continue to be one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the league. So I think there just is some of that that just kind of naturally you would expect would not go quite as well, especially if he does have to play this week, going from a Carolina defense that, like you said, has not been very good at stopping anyone to a Chicago defense that has been very good at stopping just about everyone they've played so far. But I think they did a lot of good things. There was, you know, a lot of the, you know, kind of open spread stuff that we saw earlier in the season. I think there were a lot of, you know, good open down the field throws that he just kind of made a pretty good throw. A couple of times he was in empty about 31% of his dropbacks, which I think was just a way to get everything spread out, give him very easy kind of checks at the line to see what the defense is going to be doing. So there were a lot of just kind of different ways. There was a lot of good from him specifically, but there was still a lot of good from the offense that just kind of, I think, made some things easier for him.
So when you've studied Marcus in the past, you think back to what he did in Atlanta. Like, that was a very up and down season. What are the things that you would define as Marcus Mariota does well? And then where are the areas that if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you're trying to game plan around so that he can avoid him having to do these things, X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, the Marcus Mariota experience in Atlanta was strange. He was just like missing open throws just all the time. And that was like just kind of really frustrating. And I don't really know if there was a concrete reason for why it was. Just some of that accuracy and trust, I guess, in that offense just wasn't there. I think we kind of already saw having him, you know, in empty a little bit, letting him, you know, run just a little more. He had a slightly, you know, smaller scramble rate, but he was able to I think he had a couple designed runs that just kind of helped him, I think, get in the groove. So I think just having some better skill positions, having that run game to lean on a little bit. And again, I think that those empty formations, I think, did really help him, where he didn't have to do a lot of work pre-snap because everything was so spread out. He was kind of able to figure out where that open receiver was going to be. So I think like just kind of those are things, getting him in the rhythm of an offense, which I think they did very good at, you know, once he came in. I think that is definitely going to help him, you know, continue to play pretty well going forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dan Pizzuta, 33rd team, with us for his weekly visit here on the Team 980. The Chicago defense has not given up 21 points in 12 straight games. That is very impressive no matter who the opponents are. But, Dan, when you watch them, is that like truly who they are in terms of caliber of defense, or does that have to do with the fact that they've played the Panthers, the Jags, the Titans, and some of the NFL's worst offenses, or at least in the Jags' case, most inconsistent offenses in 2024 on the back half of that streak?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both. I would still say they're one of the better defenses in the league, and one of the things that I think they're really good at is I think they're just technically sound, kind of just everywhere, and that is something that I think even if, you know, they're not going to play up to be a top five defense a lot, there's not going to be a lot of like blown plays that they're like playing not well. I think they have great linebacker play at that second level with all of those guys. They have like three guys they can really rely on to play well. The cornerbacks are playing really well. Jalen Johnson has repeatedly been one of the best corners in the league. After the season he had last year, he is repeating that this year, and that's very tough to do just kind of individually for a cornerback, because we kind of see play there can be up and down. I think they're just always put in a very good position, and then they have guys who are able to take advantage of any mistake that the offense makes. So they're pretty high in a turnover rate, which, you know, is not something that is normally sustainable, but I think the way they play, the way they're kind of taught to attack the ball, and just their style of play does allow that to be a little more sustainable than it would be for other defenses that are kind of relying on turnovers. But just kind of the way they are just technically sound. There's not a lot of ways you can really just, you know, make them make mistakes, which I think is a good thing for a defense, and kind of the way you're able to sustain a high level of play regardless of the opponent.
So if you want some wide variance, you flip the other side of the ball, and you have a Bears offense that's done a little bit of everything this year, and you have a Commanders defense that's done a little bit of everything this year. How have you seen the Chicago offense evolve to better support Caleb Williams as it's gone? And obviously, again, the last couple weeks, in many ways, we're having the same conversations about the Commanders as they are in Chicago. Like, what exactly do we make of this, considering the opponents? They were playing Jacksonville, they were playing Carolina, but what do we make of the turn before the bye for the better for Caleb Williams?
Yeah, he's a guy, like, it kind of in the same sense as Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels started at a higher level in, like, week one and has gotten better and shown something different every week. It's the same thing for Caleb Williams. Just the first 2 weeks were a little rocky, so the improvement has been gradual, and it's not at the same plane, I think, that Jaden Daniels was. But Caleb Williams has gotten better every week at something, and it's really been impressive to see. I think they've really kind of figured out what that offense needs to be. I think, you know, when you look at Washington offense, they had a plan and, you know, slowly rolled some more things out. I think for Chicago, they just didn't really know exactly what they wanted to do with the quarterback, how they were going to protect him with the offensive line, how to use all their skill position players. I think they've definitely gotten into a groove a little bit over the past few weeks, and he has more control of that offense. He's doing really well in the quick game. That's probably been one of his best areas right now. So when they're, you know, getting the ball out quick, getting the short passes, he has been super accurate, super decisive, and that's how they've kind of moved the ball really well. He has a couple of the wild, you know, Caleb Williams throws about, you know, once or twice a game. Those are hitting at a higher rate than they were at the beginning of the season. But then you kind of look at some of his, you know, deep passing still isn't quite there at the consistency you would have hoped. But I think that's actually going to be a positive for Chicago, you know, going forward, because I think eventually those are going to hit. But right now, if you are kind of going to force Williams into a mistake, it's kind of still getting that pressure a little bit, forcing him to throw deep. That's still just the part of the game that hasn't completely come together yet for him. But everything else is just real. It's getting better every week. It's really, really fun to watch.
So that was going to be my question as we wrap up here, Dan. And we tossed this around on our show this morning, the podcast that I do with Logan Paulson, Take Command. Is Logan initially was like, you know, I would probably I would potentially be really conservative in my coverage structures and try to make them run the football and all that. But because Caleb has struggled so much with the deep ball, do you almost want to tempt them into that? Now, that is a high wire act if you're Washington, considering the weapons they have on the outside. But how much risk would you be encouraging Chicago to take if you're Washington, if you're Joe Witt specifically, and how you call this game?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the way to do it, because I still think some of the, you know, the ways we've kind of seen them struggle is some of the interior pressure when you can push him outside the pocket, kind of force him to make some of those deeper throws on the run. So I would be encouraging that, and, you know, you might lose in a way where those throws are going to beat you. But I think I'm at a point right now with seeing, like, where he is developmentally, you know, I would like to see him beat me like that. I would like to force him to make those throws, because we just haven't seen it at a consistent level. If I'm going to let him kind of sit back, just kind of have not a lot of pressure in his face, and he's able to just kind of make the right decision and fire off in quick game, I've seen him win that way already. So I know he can do that. If I can force him to kind of play hero ball a little bit, and that's kind of, you know, when he was coming into the league, that was one of the concerns. How often is he going to kind of default to trying to do a little too much? So that would be my way of trying to force him to play a little uncomfortably and try to, you know, force some things down the field. And I think you can get that high variance a little bit, but that's probably where more of the negatives are going to come from than they have been when he's really been in control the past few weeks.
Dan Pizzuta, 33rd Team. You can read more of his work there. Actually, you can read all of his work there. Just go to the 33rd Team, from the quarterback rankings to the first and 10 column every week. Dan's always producing great stuff, and he joins us Thursdays here on The Hoffman Show. Dan, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
That is Dan Pizzuta, everybody. When we get back, I have an NBA-themed surprise for Anthony Haney before you hear from Wizards head coach Brian Keefe at 5:30 here on your home for Wizards basketball on opening night. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip against the Celtics. It's the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.